Adigo, operator.
Joined.
Is that Victor? Hi, this is the operator for the Afralo call. I'm calling to put you in. Here, one moment.
French interpreter Maya on English channel.
Joined.
My name is Victor Chiesa from Burundi, FBI. Victor Chiesa.
Joined.
Yes, my name is Aloysius Benda. I'm here in Dar es Salaam. I'm here in Dar es Salaam.
Joined.
Leo si Jumatano. Na maana hawa kafukuza leo leo na kupindua serikali leo hii.
Thank you.
Joined.
Yes. Good morning. Sounds like somebody needs to go on mute.
Matias.
Joined.
Morning, Matias.
Morning, Nick.
Can you see who needs to go on mute? Because it sounds like it's one line, but
Nick, this is Tanya. I believe it's Cesar Victor.
I'm sorry.
Cesar Victor.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I can't actually tell. You're trying to tell me something, and I can't hear it.
We got it.
Still somebody else who's Sonia, if you have any idea who that is, it'd be helpful to mute them too.
Told me there were six people in this chat.
Yeah.
So it's me.
Three of us. It's Tanya, you, and I, and
Cesar Victor and Elias Menda. And they're both
Elias here. Menda, sure.
Elias Menda is actually the one that caused all the disturbance.
All the noise.
All the noise, yeah. Maybe I can unmute him just for a second.
You could put that back, I think.
Yeah, put it back on. This is going to be an interesting call.
Don't think it's back on, really. Ah, good.
For you, it's pretty early, isn't it?
Six.
Oh.
So, yes.
It should actually only last for 1 hour.
I'm wondering, do we know who's on the
Yeah, I'm just checking who's on the French channel.
Yeah.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 participants on the French channel. Frédéric Hawa.
Alors, comment allez-vous? Un moment, s'il vous plaît, hein?
Wrong channel.
All right. I think she's the interpreter.
Oh, right.
Alors, voilà. Donc, voilà, c'est Maya. Je serai votre interprète aujourd'hui, hein?
Wrong channel. She's the interpreter, but she's got the wrong
yeah,
button
she's
pressed.
She switched the channels.
Yeah. I think we got another loud.
Yeah, I just tried to unmute Caesar Victor, but I think it's too loud.
Yeah, I think you're going to just
Hello?
Inform them that they're muted, and when they wish to speak, they can unmute.
Hello?
Yes.
Who is that?
Victor Caesar from Burundi.
Oh, okay. Hi, Victor.
Quite a good turnout today.
I thought it was better. I mean, we had about 12 people who said they were going to be on a call.
It's very good.
You're on the chat, right? Yeah, I'll put you on the chat. That's good.
Me? No, I'm not. I don't have my computer here. So.
Oh, you don't have your computer. Okay. All right, so they have Awa, Aziz, Khaled, Kuba, and Frederick on the French channel.
Good morning to the French channel from Nick.
But where is Syrie?
Did he say he was coming?
Well, I expected him because he made the agenda. He didn't send any apologies. Let's see if he's...
Well, I'm wondering how long we should wait, really.
If Didier is not coming, who's going to be the chair of the meeting? Frederick?
I don't know, really. I guess it would be, we'd have to take a view of the participants. We have Hawa, but we don't have Mohammed or Fatimata, right?
Mohammed sent his apologies.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything from Fatimata.
I don't know. I mean the most senior community member is Hawa.
Hawa, yeah.
If the interpreter is able to, this is Nick asking if Hawa wishes to chair the meeting or proposes someone to do so. Tanya, is the interpreter asking them, or?
I just put it in, so I'm waiting for an answer.
Hawa will very gladly chair the meeting, but she has to be out of here by 2:10 because she does have other engagements.
So an hour at the most. Is that what she's
that
saying?
That is correct, yeah.
Well, then I guess, Madam Chair, over to you.
Very well. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your participation. We are going to start the meeting today. This is in regards to the at-large meeting. So this is the agenda, the proposed agenda that we're going to adopt today. I hope that everybody was able to see it. If there are any objections, we are going to adopt. Now, there is the other point that you had added. This is in regard to the ELEC discussions. I don't know if that's going to be adopted as well or not. Yeah, it's already on the agenda.
Got a problem
I
with
don't know if you have the page open or not.
Interference here.
No, I am not in front of the computer, so I don't have the page open. If you want, I can summarize the points. So now, in regards to the adoption
yes.
of the agenda.
Left.
There are some people who apologize. We have the designation of the responsible person. And then there's the welcome to Matisse, the announcement for the staff. So announcement of staff, and then improving of the original communication. And then interactions with the other RALOs. And that is actually a conversation that is happening at this moment with Alex. and then the discussion of the points that have been already proposed by ALAC, and thank you for adopting those. So if you all agree, we can adopt those.
Matias?
So some of the people have excused themselves. So on the list, I received the note from Mohammed, from Alan. I hadn't received anything from Fatimata. Is there anybody else?
P. Jensen, and there are a few, I guess Fatimata would be listed as absent, and Didier Casola would be listed as absent.
Very well. That's how long? Very well. So now we're going to go to the next point. The chair has been designed. This is AWA. The next point is the welcome for Massif. Unfortunately, we didn't have a Massif representative at the meeting. But Frederick, there had been a dissolution apparently in regards to the conversation. And so for the at last list, that could be then designed. So, you know, they're not present, but, you know, we welcome them,
Alex,
obviously. In regards to the works and in regards to the activities of the communities that they will be willing to do. If there's anybody who wants to add something else in regards to that?
Anya, can you mute whoever that is, please?
So there's nothing else to add, but we welcome them, and so that is accepted. So we can give our opinion in regards to the at-large participation. Well, there was a moment of commentary, but nobody gave an opinion in regards to the list. So, but that had already been adopted, nevertheless. Well, that was actually sent by the list, and the actual form was sent as well. Very well. Okay, I mean, it's a shame. So they already accredited. So, you know, we do welcome them. Do you want to give a bit more information about this association? Because we don't know much about it, of course. They're all at Morocco. Aziz, do you want to give some information in regards to that? And that's Caleb speaking. We are not very familiar with that association. I think it's you who is a bit more familiar with it. And this is Caleb speaking. So the form in regards to what AWA said, that's already been presented. But from what I... So this is all that I received, the communication that the form had already been sent. But at this point, I know nothing about that association whatsoever.
Who is speaking?
Let me find out. So there's a problem in regards to the adoption. So we have to ask in regards to a personal written message in Khaled is the one speaking at this time, to get the information from the activists from Morocco to at least get the opinion, because I do not know, they didn't ask in regards to giving this information before. I think, no, because they didn't ask for the personal opinion of all the people. But
yeah,
there is a natural pathway where everybody can participate. But, you know, we can see the documents on the list. So it's better to actually send an email to the people that are a bit more familiar with this association, because, you know, we are not. Because the documents can, you know, tell us things, but, you know, in reality it can be something different. So ECAN had already set in place in regards to the accreditation. Aziz is speaking. We can't hear Aziz very well, according to Awa. Now we can hear him. Yeah, and this is the interpreter. When Aziz speaks, it's difficult to hear him, just so you know. So, what we want to know is, what is the criteria that had been set in place from the part of Al-Arj in regards to ICANN, because in regards to the multiplication of the ALSs, for example, I came to learn that ICANN have in its policy has it set in place a way or a policy or a system because for Norallo there were some problems in regards to the elections. So let's say tomorrow, Morocco and then Tunisia, you know, has no more ALSs. So then, you know, what happens when the elections come in?
Is that, shall I address this?
Yes, Hawa states that it would be good that Nick actually addresses this. This is also a concern presented by Aziz.
Shall I go ahead?
So in regards to each LS, because there had been a list that had been sent in regards to the approval for each region. Moment, please, so just a moment. Okay, so Nick, you can go ahead and answer. Oui, il est prêt à répondre. Okay, Nick, you can go ahead.
There is an established process by which applications are taken and evaluated, as well as established criteria for making a judgment as to whether or not an application meets the criteria to become an at-large structure. The process and the guidelines were developed over a considerable period of time with many opportunities for detailed input by the entire worldwide ALS community. The process and the guidelines are all published in English, French, and Spanish. And a key part of that process is that the staff fills out a due diligence form where we look at various aspects of what the applicant says about themselves, as well as looking on the internet for information about the ALS, the candidate ALS and its activities. We provide that form to the regional secretariat. It is then the regional secretariat's job is defined as being the person who decides if the entire due diligence form should be sent to the region in order for the region to provide its advice on the application to the ALAC. The due diligence forms can contain information which is which an applicant might see as negative to them. If, for example, we found that there was reason to believe that one of the statements on their application was not accurate, clearly that could be sensitive. So there is some judgment that is exercised by the regional secretariat in deciding whether the entire form or a certain summarized amount of the form should be sent out, and all the ALAC members for the region also see this form in its in its totality. Once, if there is any views from ALSs, the secretariat asks for the region to give its views on an application. It then combines the views that it receives and makes and says to the ALAC, the region either recommends an applicant or doesn't recommend an applicant. If you have an issue with how a given application was dealt with, the discussion I would suggest would be more with Didier. And if you feel that improvements can be made in how applications are dealt with, I'm sure those would be most welcome. It's not, it's an imperfect system. We have to, at the same time, give the applicants an answer in a reasonable period. Currently, the process takes 90 days, and there is often, the secretariats often find that there are very few comments from their regions on the new applications. There are often only one or two ALSs who say something about an application. So it is difficult to know what regional approval really is. In some regions, many ALSs speak up about an application, but in others, there is very little input from the region.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Aziz, is it clear now? No. You know, if that's the way it is. Awa, can I say something? I agree with what Aziz said in Namikipoge. I open a motion, and the motion is the following. For us to add, then, in regards to the adoption of the new LSS, another level of approval, which would be the vote for the members of the actual regional organization. So instead of having just one vote from Bialik, then we need a vote that comes from Afralo also for us to be sure that all the members have given their opinion. Because, you know, an African ALS needs to become a member, so in order to get them as members, then we need to make sure that Afralo is going to be giving their opinion to approve their membership. So we have to give the data of not only a simple message, but also a message where every member is actually adding their vote. For the organizations that actually want to become members of the region. So, you know, it's a matter of, you know, say yes or no. Not just an email, because sometimes it won't reach everybody. So it's a matter of, you know, getting a vote. And thank you for your proposal. It cannot be adopted just like that, first of all. You know, that would have to be another discussion. But, you know, in regards to adapting this for our fellow, it would have to be another item. No, we cannot decide in regards to this. Okay, in just a moment. I think it's Aziz speaking, but I cannot hear him very well, so bear with me on that for a moment, please. Because... So... So it's a matter of having the Afralo follow up with this also, because this is a way to actually reach a decision in regards to being able to welcome an ALS. Yeah, but it's not the secretary who makes the decision. The secretary is just a liaison in regards to this. Yes, but it's the person that actually gives the first opinion. Because from what the interpreter said, that's apparently the way it goes, that the secretary is the link.
The link, but not the decider.
Thank you. And that's what everybody was telling Aziz. It would be good to get the opinion of other LSS. DD also gave his opinion, but we also, but DD also sent an email asking the opinion for the LSS on that region. And in regards to the responses that were issued already, it was already formulated if yes or no on each of the forms, if the Afralo was accepted for that nomination. But, you know, in regards to just sending an email to a mailing list, it's not just, that's not asking for the actual opinion. There's an actual difference between sending an email and asking for the opinion. Because the mailing list that we have already, a moment, please. The mailing list that we have already, it's a mailing list that has the people who most likely don't have any access and sometimes who don't have the power to decide or not. So we cannot say, you know, the fact that we simply send a mailing list when we're proposing the candidacy of this group or that group just because it was sent to people, because five people sent it, you know, a yes confirmation, no confirmation, we cannot actually say that, you know, the totality is actually, you know, the decision, because, you know, there needs to be a need to confirm this as well. Yeah, but that is the process that had been established, and it is not on today's agenda. I mean, there will be a way to improve the ways of communication, but we cannot waste our time on this point at this moment, because, you know, we need to discuss the next point, and then this is something that needs to be dealt with later, because then it really needs to be detailed in regards to defining a good way of communication to get the opinion, you know, because that is something important. Very well. And that was how I was speaking. Fatimata has just joined. I'm, and I was having some telephone problems, so I had to get a telephone from Adigo so I would be able to join. So, okay, Fatimata has just disconnected again.
Oh.
So I do, this is Fatimata speaking. I don't know if my connection will be good, but, you know. So I had to borrow a phone from Tiajigo because I am not at my house at this moment. So there are problems with the connection. This is why I had not been able to join previously. Not a problem. And thank you for the effort. So we're listening again. We're going to continue now after the conversation in regards to the welcome of the MSEs. We're going to let the staff give us any announcements, if there are any announcements in regards to the activities, in regards to the updates or things of that nature. We don't, Nick Vabale. Yes, Nick.
Oh, there are...
Donc, il y a...
I'm listening to you in French, too.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
There are a number of public consultations open at the moment. The RAA, the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, as you all know, is being consulted on with respect to a set of proposed changes which are intended to benefit the public interest and the registrant. Those documents for that consultation will be posted in French and Spanish today, and there will be the consultation is ending for English. It ends today, but the comments will be taken for French and Spanish until the end of August. So we will send you around. Once that is posted, we will send a link around. There is an ALAC working group on the RAA because of its effect on individuals and individual registrants. There is currently not a participant from AFRALO for that working group. So if there is anyone on the call here who is interested in this subject, I would encourage you to let us know so that you could participate in the initial drafting of a statement from the community by the working group, which will then be referred to the whole community for their review and input before it is finalized. The independent review of the large advisory committee's final report has been released and will be consulted on until the 12th of September. There will be an invitation from the chair of the at-large advisory committee review process working group of the board of ICANN for her to join a call with you all to answer any questions that you may have about the review and about the results of the report. The report itself will be posted in the five UN languages within a couple of days, and we will send an announcement to the list as soon as the French version is available for you. So obviously there will be a response from the whole community, and anyone from AFRALA who wishes to participate in the working group on this subject is also most welcome. There are consultations also on the there are proposed changes to the code of conduct applicable to members of the ICANN Board of Directors, and this is open for public comment until the 29th of August. Unfortunately, at the moment, it is only available in English. I am checking to see whether or not it is proposed to translate that into French and Spanish also. As many of you will perhaps know, a consultation just ended on the future of ICANN and the joint partnership agreement with the U.S. government. And the results of the comments received will shortly be posted and, I believe, translated so that you all can read those in French if you wish. Of course, we will put out an announcement on that subject. The travel, there's been a good deal of discussion of travel, the draft travel guidelines, which have been the object of a consultation and also discussions at the last two ICANN meetings. This would be a travel policy that would standardize the travel rules for all volunteers, not just at-large members. I am told that this will be posted in its final form within a couple of days. And, of course, I will ask for translations to be ordered as soon as the final text is available. The staff are arranging for a series of telephonic briefings on various policy-related subjects. There will be one later in August on the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, where members of ICANN's services team will be available to present the proposed amendments and answer questions about those amendments which are currently a part of the proposed draft changes to the legal document, and also to answer questions about those changes which were proposed but which were not accepted, and the reasons why they were not accepted at this time. So we will announce that call. It will be held in Spanish and French. There will be a briefing on IANA and what IANA does, as well as what exactly the relationship between IANA and the U.S. government's Department of Commerce is. I know that this is a subject which many people care about, but we thought it would be useful, especially since the Department of Commerce has published comments to the joint partnership agreement, the future of ICANN consultation, and some of those comments related to IANA. It seems that there would be interest in hearing, especially for some newer ALSs, about what IANA is and does, and how it relates to the Department of Commerce. There will be two briefings by the Security and Stability Advisory Committee's member of staff, likely during the last week of August and then into September, on two issues that FSAC is working on, which relate to phishing attacks and also registrar impersonation. And when people impersonate a registrar with the purpose of stealing domain names from their owners. and also another presentation on DNS response modification, which is already scheduled now for the 17th of September. So these will all be announced very, weeks in advance so that you can plan. They'll all be held around 1300 UTC so that people all over the world will be awake when the call is held. They will all be translated, and they will all be recorded. So if you are unable to attend any of these briefings, you will be able to listen to the briefing afterwards and review the material. Those are the main things that I would say. There's quite a lot happening now, obviously. And any members of AFRALO who would like to join any of these processes would be most welcome. I would note also that we have just posted to atlarge.icann.org the most recent statement of the At-Large Advisory Committee on new GTLDs in the five UN languages. So you can read that in the language of your choice there. And that's it. Sorry for taking so long.
Thank you, Nick, from Hawa, for giving us that announcement. What I want to ask is, when is now when the translations are available? Now, in regards to the translations, once they're, you know, once they've been translated, are they, first of all, translated by somebody related to the AFRALO group and somebody that is actually familiar with the subject? Because sometimes, you know, it doesn't carry the subject if not familiar with that. And are we going to be informed when this already has happened?
The translation service that ICANN uses is a company called Lionbridge. They are the largest provider of translation services in the world as a company. That's all they do. They have translators who are dedicated basically to ICANN and working with ICANN. They go through a couple of internal checks to see that the translation is of sufficient quality. We also externally have members of the community who have volunteered to check translations, who are fluent in, say, Spanish and French, or Spanish or French and English. So we periodically send documents that were translated to be checked. Frederick can tell you he recently checked one of the reports of the Stability and Security Advisory Committee and said that it was of a UN quality. So it seems that the relationship is working pretty well. And we will announce the availability of all of these translations as they arrive.
Okay, thank you. Does somebody want to say something in regards to this subject? And I confirm what Nick just said. I believe it's Frederick speaking. In regards to the quality, in regards to the translation, it's very good translation. And I know the translations very well, and in regards to many of these documents, and it's very good translations. Very well, thank you. So we'll be informed then when these translations are available, correct?
Indeed.
Thank you. Any more comments in regards to this subject? Regards to what Nick has just said? This is Fatima. Not necessarily, but I do think that for the people that are not able to understand in regards to the conversations, for example, regards to the African participation. Thank you, Fatimata. And I do agree as well. And we ask the whole African community for them to participate in giving their opinion in regards to the documents as well, and to give their comments, and to get volunteers who can always propose other solutions in regards to the African participation. Yes, and it is true. And I also think that it's going to be necessary to always have someone, like we said, regards to Didier, somebody who represents Africa. It's good to have somebody available who's able to incite the African community for everybody to engage in their participation. Because we all have to concentrate on working together in regards to this, that maybe, you know, debate in regards to the subjects once we get the information, and to always have somebody who's able to incite the community in regards to that. Yes. Thank you, Fatimata. In regards to the announcements that Nick just made, is there a volunteer who's going to help us give these proposals and send these to the community? No volunteers? It would have to be somebody from the ILSS. That's Fatimata speaking. I think that it would have to be somebody from the ILSS. Well, not necessarily. It wouldn't necessarily have to be somebody from the ILSS. Yes, but they're the ones that are the ones that are least involved. And this is why it would be good to get them more involved, the ILSS. This would be a good way to get them more involved, according to Fatimata. The people that speak English, for example, Victor, any of them have an opinion? Very well. So there are no volunteers at this time, and so this is a question that you guys will have to think about and then decide in regards to the African ILSS as well, and then to organize a discussion later in regards to who's going to give the contribution. But, you know, we do need an answer in regards to that as soon as possible. And that's how we're speaking, by the way. Yeah, and there's no proposal then. But we do need, you know, volunteers who are ILS members as well. That is my opinion, at least. But it would have to be the ILS. I do think that it would be good that it is the ILS. Is that Fatimata speaking, by the way? At least, you know, have the secretaries in charge of this. Yeah, the secretaries, that would be a good idea. Frederick? Yeah, Didier is not online. Sorry. Yeah, Didier is not online, apparently.
Yeah, he's not with us.
We. Yes, Didier is on the chat, but he was not able to join the conference. So we will send him the points, and then he'll be able to give us the opinion. And I will take care of that personally. And with conviction, of course, according to Fatimata. And I know that you'll support me. Thank you. So we can go to the next point on the agenda, and that is the improvement on regional communications for ILSS in Africa. And that is a key point of our agenda, because the big problem today is the communication issue. I'm sorry, I can't hear. No, it wasn't Fatimata who spoke. Oh, Aziz just spoke. Okay, and it's Aziz who's speaking. And again, repeat at this point, it's improvement of regional communications to improve the regional communication in regards to the ILSS in Africa. That's the point. And what I was saying is that one of the big concerns of our community is, in fact, the communication. And that is something that, you know, we discussed with the MSE's messages, the communication issues, because not everybody is well informed. Can I speak? I believe it's Frederick. So I do have a question for you in regards to the conference call. We are ILSs on this conference call, isn't it? This is a reunion of the ILSs. Why do we not have a mailing list that only concerns the legal representatives or presidents of the ILSs, because, you know, that's something that we've asked for. We need a chain of communication by mail that just has the actual ALS representatives, the chairs, and that is something that we've asked, and it's not been granted, and I don't know why. Yes, it's true. It is something that we have asked. It is a good proposal. We are all here. We've reached this point. And that is a good proposal in order to improve communication. And I think that is a great proposal. If you want to share this with other ILSs, that is not a problem. That is a proposal that we should actually place on the list to be able to adopt little by little. It, well, I mean, it's not a matter of sharing the opinion, but it's a matter of you know, obligation. I am enrolled.
Joined.
It's impossible. Nick, were you off the call? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you miss the last 5 minutes?
Missed about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
At this point, what is being discussed is the fact that there's been one of the parties from the ILSs is proposing to maybe have the ILS representatives be on the mailing list, the actual chairs of each African ILS, in order to improve communication.
If we know who they are, we're happy to add, I mean, anyone can join it now. It's completely open to joining, but we're happy to help anyone get connected who we just need to know who they are.
I mean, but you have the name of all the presidents for the ILSs, right? For all the chairs for the ILSs, you have all those names?
No, we have only the authorized representatives that have been identified to us. And Frederick has done a great deal of work to identify who the current authorized representatives are. And they are all subscribed, I believe. Frederick can confirm this.
And Frederick confirms that. The list of subscribers that we have at this moment. has been presented with all the ILSs, and this is actually something that was updated several times.
We also have created an announcement list called ALAC Announce, and all ALS representatives worldwide are being subscribed to it so that major announcements will be seen by everyone.
Is this going to be on all languages?
We will post to it in Spanish, French, and English.
Very well. Frederick, can you tell us what are the mailing lists in regards to the African ILSs? The mailing lists related to the African ALSs. Yes, I mean, there was at large involved. There's ALAC as well. But what is the name of the mailing list? It just has the names of the chairs for the African ILSs. It's called AFRIC Discuss. So AFRIC Discuss only has the names of the official chairs of each ILS, correct? No, it's not just that. It's not just the chairs. It has all the interested parties. That's Fatimata who speaks, by the way. Yeah, but it's not just the ILSs. I mean, I think I understand the proposal. And to just gather for the African ILSs. Because we're talking about how to improve the communication amongst us. And Calareza was speaking, by the way. So what we want is a list that only has the names of the official chairs for each ILS for Africa. Because we like an internal list, exactly. I'm sorry, as he's speaking, I'm not quite hearing him. Bear with me, please. Frederick, do you have Fatimata speaking to Frederick? The name of all the ALS representatives, is that all up to date? Because the problem was that some ILSs were not responding. Have you been able to restore the contacts for all the ILSs at this time? All the contacts that we have, and this is Frederick, that's speaking, are the contacts the most updated. I did research, and I contacted via email, Skype, and over the phone for the African ILSs, but not just the ILSs, but all the rebels as well. Some of them did not answer. I did contact email addresses. So we will make a decision in regards to the direction and the announcement for the ILSs. But the list that we have at this moment is the most updated one, as much as we've been able to do. Very well, says Hawa. So the first proposal that we've had today is to have an internal list only having the African ILSs. Are there any other proposals today that you'd like to? Because it's something that needs to be done for the improvement of the communication, so nobody complains. And Fatimata speaking, and I do reiterate my request, and I do propose that Afralo takes charge of this portion. And I do agree. And I do agree with your proposal. Okay, Fatimata, please continue. Yes. What I was saying is that I do reiterate my request. I have somebody coordinate the internal list, even what was proposed. I mean, we need someone who actually coordinates, who incites the people, who calls people, because there's nobody who's responsible for that yet. And it's true that we're all busy in other activities, and, well, it would be good to have someone who takes care of that portion only, to incite communication and things of that nature. It's my proposal at the Afralo level. We need to be able to organize a good structure in order to make things easier in regards to the participation, in regards to the working group, and also the discussion. So we have to actually put in place an organization composed, an organization just of this, and a good secretarial system just to deal with these issues. Excuse me? So other Rallos as well. I mean, to basically put an office in place. I mean, you know, this is just something that... excuse me? And this is why I wanted to know how the other ones are organized. The other ones have the General Assembly. They actually have an office in place and that works. And there's a person, a chaperone in there who deals everything and really does engage everyone. And it's Hawa who's speaking at this time, by the way. Okay, Caleb is speaking at this time. If Frederick can confirm that the other Rallos are very well organized, they actually have their own office, which is working. And yes, I apologize in regard to saying this, but it's true. That is true. So we want to know how that works because, you know, that's something that we would like to do, and we want to make sure that it works. Well, the Afralo, you know, the other people, they already have rules and regulations in place. So, you know, an office with a phone and all these things, we don't even have statutes at this time. So, you know.
Just one clarification.
Yes.
This is Nick speaking. I don't know of any RALO that actually has an office for the RALO or anything like that.
Can you repeat this again, Nick? I'm sorry.
I don't know of any RALO. In fact, I'm sure there are no RALOs that have an office or dedicated telephone line, dedicated staff. If that was the question.
Ah, d'accord. Okay. Well, no. And I'm sorry. We used the word office, but we used the word office, but we didn't mean like office, like an actual place. It was more in the organizational sense that, you know, that there is a president, there is secretary. It's more an office in regards to the coordination aspect.
All right. Yeah. There are other regions. The LAC RALO only has at the moment a secretary, just like Afralo, though it is proposed to add a yearly election for a president of their General Assembly. And the other regions do have a secretariat and a regional chair. So, yes, there's more structure in the others.
yes, that before we even make a vote on this, we need to agree in regards to the actual bylaws, because, you know, why are we even going to vote on this? We actually have to have bylaws, and the bylaws need to actually state that, you know, a person is going to be voted and how they're going to be elected. So that is something that does need to be reflected. So we do need a volunteer who actually, proposes the bylaws, and so this is validated in the General Assembly, and that way we can put in place our own coordination then. That was how I was speaking. Because Aralo and Afralo already have bylaws, for example, so we can use that as an inspiration for our own Afralo. And they are online and they are available. I have a proposal. Khaled is speaking, by the way. And we can't speak one at a time. So, so that is something else. And we are going to start preparing the bylaws and then the creation of the rules for Afralo. Any other proposals? Yes? As he's just speaking, give me a moment, please. Bear with me. I cannot hear him very well. Nick, this is the interpreter. I'm going to ask Awa to repeat what Aziz is saying because I can't seem to understand them because of the communication. Give me a moment, please, okay? We. So what Aziz was proposing was to set in place rules for the ALSs in regards to the African level. Okay, Aled, what were you saying? Aziz, did you want to say something else? Okay, and then also to have in the bylaws, so what are you proposing then, Aziz? What exactly is it that you're saying in regards to ILSs? Do we need more time? Because we already know who all the ILSs are. Do you want us to then try? Can I give my opinion, please? Let me just finish. What I was asking Aziz, what was he proposing regards to the accreditation, or give them a bit more time in order to do an investigation for everybody to be engaged, to be able to get the information for all the ILS representatives, because we kind of do know them. We've had relationships with them. Or well, it's a matter of instituting criteria. And after that, what I'm talking about at this moment is the bylaws. And this is in regards to the bylaws and the accreditation. Okay, and so we have to follow the list. So for everybody to actually be able to give their contributions on the documents. Because there are messages that you're not getting sometimes. So, I mean, I didn't see that. I mean, there are messages that you don't seem to get sometimes. So, Awa? Can I say something? And this is Fatimata speaking. In regards to the communication issue, I have a proposal. I think that we, you know, for the internal ILS list, we already discussed this, of course. And that is something that we do need to discuss further. Okay? And that's what I wanted to say. I think that Aziz actually does have a point in regards to that. Right, because in regards to the Morocco, you're the representative, aren't you? Do we only connect? I mean, is it only the ALS representatives that are being informed of this? Once all the ALS members are available, I think that once they're all available, then they can all be engaged for their participation. Okay. For the English channel, do you have an opinion in regards to that? And what we propose also then is a mailing list also that comes for the ILSs. And I do want to reiterate this. Ken Frederick can take care of that. Take care of that mailing list and create this at the staff level. Frederick, yes, I can take care of that, of course. So you'll take care of that then in regards to that. And if we can then have a list that has just the names of the representatives, and that, you know, so we can have that internal list then. And, I mean, I can do that. I mean, you know, that would be something. I mean, of course I can do that. And making sure that it does have the name of each president. Yes, I can do a proposal in regards to that. The only concern and the only thing that I do want to announce is that, you know, every time that I try to get in contact.
Nick.
Joined.
Sorry, everyone. I got dropped. I'm having to drive, so.
Okay. And at this point, there's been a proposal to Frederick if he could maybe prepare a list that has the names of the an internal list that has names of the actual presidents, the representatives of the regions.
Sure.
Okay, so, you know, I think that we've dealt with the main points in regards to the communication levels, at least. Final point, we're going to talk about interactions with the other Ralos. What opinions do you have? I think that it's important that we open, you know, change the communications with the other Ralos as well. You know, but we do need to have an internal organization first, you know, in order to then be able to have good interaction with the other Ralos. Any proposals for the interactions with the other Ralos? I think that it's important that we make an internal decision first in regards to the other Ralos in order to, you know, keep the information going. Yes, and that is very important, the internal organization first. Okay. Do the others have any opinions? The English channel, do you have any opinions? Okay, the English channel, do you have any opinions on the interactions with the other Ralos? Hello? English channel? Hello, English channel?
I'm here. I'm just on mute, and I'm a member of staff, so it's not that relevant.
Oh, okay.
What I think, if you know what I mean. There is one other person on this channel, but they've been muted because we can't. They don't answer when we call to them, and there's a vast amount of background noise.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, actually, it's only me and you, Nick, at the moment.
Oh, Alois dropped. Yeah.
And there is a point that I do want to raise, and it's very important. And it's a different point in regards to the interactions with the other Ralos. We know we need to know the regional systems of each ALEC member. And, you know, it's got to be members who also... Because Africa has, in my opinion, a different position than the other regions. And so I think, you know, sometimes in regards to the ILSS, and we already communication has started improving. That we do see that the involvement of the ILSs is not as strong. And we're talking about the African level. But, you know, my opinion, that is something that does need to be expanded as well. Right, well, not everybody is available in the regions. I mean, there are people that are not available. Yes, but there are people who can, you know, contribute in regards to the ILS levels at least. But in regards to the African nations, I think, you know, just like the other regions. But when we see the reality, you know, it's not something that has been well developed. Yes, and so personally, you know, at this point, we can't even deal with the communication with the other Ralos, you know, if that's not been dealt with. Okay, I didn't understand you very well, says Hawa. Okay, we've spoken about a lot. I mean, we see the Dialek members from the other regions, like the American region, for example. You know, we don't see that much communication.
Alex Beda of Tanzania.
I mean, we don't see the engagement. We don't see the participation of these ILSs. And so sometimes we have members that are outside the ILS that need to be engaged as well. So Africa does need.
Joined.
And I do think that together we can do a modification in regards to that, regards to the Africa, regards to the discussions for the common period. I mean, it's something that we should be able to add at some point or the other. So that is something that does need to be done, Fatimata, you know, to have that modification, to improve that communication level. Thank you. Aziz? We count on all of you, you know, to give modification in regards to VLAC reviews, for example, okay?
Yes. A little bit of communication missed me because there was this connection. I'm calling you here from Dar es Salaam, Alois Beda. You hear
I'm sorry,
me?
Who is this?
Alois Beda, Dar es Salaam. There was a problem of communication.
Okay.
Now I am back.
Okay, and there is a document that was presented by an independent consultant. In regards to, you know, having a vision and do a modification for the African community in regards to the communications, in regards to our fellows. Very well. And, you know, you have to answer the mail, okay? Very well.
Okay.
And so I think that okay, I just joined another conference, so thank you, Fatimata. And goodbye, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Fatimata's gone. Final point. We're going to talk about the final point. I hope that everybody's still here. No? Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so final point. No, this is Awa. Awa.
Okay.
Oui. Okay, so what are your comments in regards to that final mailing?
Alois?
Okay, so it's important to give your opinion in regards to the specific point. What's important is to participate in the discussions. Otherwise, you know, the list is going to die if the people from the list do not actually answer. So, you know, it's good to recreate a more updated mailing list. So, you know, in regards to the responsibility for the ILS, is it something that needs to be done? You know, the participation from the mailing list. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's going to be more work in regards to that, but... And I have to leave you as well. Okay, let's just finish. We're about to finish the meeting. Yeah, and for the English channel, what are your opinions? What are your opinions? What are your opinions on the mailing list sent by Alan? Is that something that you wish to continue discussing? English channel? Oui, 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 je suis en train de leur dire à maman. English channel?
Lloyd, do you have any comments on that?
Comments on the mailing list sent by Alan? Oui, à maman.
Lloyd?
I have no idea about COVID because some of the discussion could not reach me correctly. There was a disconnection somewhere, but I think the final discussion was clear to me.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again, please?
I mean, there was disconnection somehow between. Now I can hear it properly, but as far as the mailing is concerned, I think it's okay.
Alois, do you know the email that they're referring to, the specific message?
I think the one which is circulated in the list.
It's not the list in total. It's one specific message from Alan Levin a couple of days ago that I was asking about.
That's right. Aziz is leaving. So Aziz really has to go.
Oh, that's a challenge.
Okay, so that is a point that needs to be discussed online then for anybody who wants to give their opinion. People who want to give their contributions in regards to that point. If not, we can just close the meeting. If you can then send me that mail then because I didn't receive it. Are you not on the African excuse list?
I'm okay. I'm listening.
If not, I'll transfer that email to you right now.
Thank you very much. I'll have a look at it. I'm in the internet right now.
We are donc Lloyd. Very well, Lloyd. Lloyd, do I have your email? This is how we're speaking.
Lloyd.
Are you on the list?
Yes. I am with the list.
Is it Yeah, okay, so it is in Afrique du Sud.
Just Africa. I'm representing Just Africa. So Just Africa is me because I'm the coordinator.
Okay.
Hawa, one thing, it's Nick here,
yes,
that
Nick?
Comes to mind is that Alan had asked, he had said that this particular meeting time was a conflict for him all the time, and asked if the group could consider meeting at a slightly different time. My apologies, I don't remember what exactly his suggestion was. Perhaps Frederick can look it up. Unfortunately, I'm driving a car at the moment. But I wonder if there's no objection to that, since apparently Alan has a conflict always at this time of day, on this day.
Hiki.
Yes, I
hello,
Hiki.
Hello,
I see that.
This time is appropriate for me, Dar es Salaam.
Yes, so Alan would like us to maybe start the meeting 1 hour later? An hour later, no problem.
1 hour later or before is okay for me.
I'm sorry, who is speaking at this moment?
That's Alois Mendez.
Yes.
Good to have you on the call, by the way, Alois. It's Nick here.
Yes. Can hear you, Nick.
Ah, d'accord. Well, now, Hawa, I do have a problem with that because that is actually that's usually my lunchtime, and it's usually the time that I do use to relax, so.
I say you can have it 1 hour before or 1 hour after this time. The time of the conference which you arranged. You can have it 1 before or after.
And we're just talking about the African meeting only. We're just talking about the African meetings only. So either 1,700 hours or 1,730. So we'll send the suggestions of the times on the list, and then everybody can actually give their opinion. Very well. If not, can Frederick send this out then? That way everybody can... That way everybody can see the available times, and everybody can, and then everybody can give their opinions in regards to the time. Very well, thank you, Frederick. Something else? Anything else? Anything else from anybody?
Alice Beda of Tanzania.
So I thank everybody then.
Great to have so many people join.
Left.
Hey, Matthias, if you can ring me after this is over quickly on the mobile.
Sure.
Sorry, interpreter, you don't have to send that over.
And thank you, everybody, from the part of Hawa for their participation.
Je vous en prie.
And goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nick.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
French interpreter Maya on English channel.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.